Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go, this is it!
This is Top Flight Time Machine, I am Andy Hot Body Dawson, oink, oink, oink.
I am Sam Piggy Delaney, oink, oink.
That's amusing me more than it should. Welcome along, it's the third part of the Pig Odyssey. It's been confirmed to me over the last couple of days that this is the world's largest independently commissioned cultural pig assessment.
Peer-reviewed as well. I mean, it hasn't been peer-reviewed yet, but it will be.
It hasn't been yet.
No, yeah. But we're reaching out to some of our peers to have it reviewed.
What, Lewis Clare?
I think it's going to be written up in The Lancet. Who don't is often... It? Well, they usually write about humans in The Lancet. But I think they might, because this seems such a seismic and comprehensive study of pigs, the editor there said, I've heard about this study you're doing. Well, yeah, run it by us. If you can get it peer-reviewed, we're happy to print it. I mean, we're not usually in the business of doing stuff about animals, but, you know, times as they are, we'll try anything to give sales a boost.
You know, clickbait at the end of the day, innit?
You and Andy both got decent social media followings, so let's try it.
We all win.
But I must say, it does have to be peer-reviewed. So if you know any pig farmers or other podcasters who enjoyed pig-related content, you are going to have to get them to cast an eye over it.
Do you know how much DNA we share with pigs? I've just looked it up.
Okay, let me guess. You can do higher or lower. I'll start... All right. 50%.
Higher.
70%.
Higher.
Oh, fucking hell, this is amazing. 80%.
Higher.
It can't be 100%. Humans share 100% DNA with pigs. That would mean we are pigs. So I will now say 90%.
Higher.
95%.
Higher.
Maybe they're basing this just on 1980s and 1990s Fleet Street tabloid reporters, though. Who work on talk radio stations.
Yeah, maybe they are, but it's higher than 95.
Okay, 98%. 98% shared DNA with pigs. Well, it doesn't bother me. We only have good things to say about pigs. They live... I tell you what they definitely do is they live life on their own terms. I would say they live life out loud.
Definitely.
While simultaneously subscribing to the just rest lifestyle.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Yeah, exactly.
So
how much DNA do you think we share with dogs?
Well, we did evolve from dogs, didn't we? So this is likely to be high because that's what the human species evolved from. So I'm going to say 98%.
I'm not going to play a high-low again because it's just time-consuming. 84% with dogs.
Okay.
I've got one more.
Yeah.
How much... Actually, I've got two more. How much of the DNA do you think we share with slugs?
Oh, not much, man. Like... 4%.
70%.
Fuck off, really? Yeah. I suppose these are all living creatures, you know. I suppose it
what distinguishes us from plants, from the, or the, water.
Well, how much DNA do we share with bananas? Bananas.
Oh, okay. Oh, like 10%. I'm 10% banana. I know, because I did one of them family archiving things on a website. I paid for it, yeah. and I saw that I was 5% Dutch. I was 32% Irish. I was like 20% English, and then I was like 9% banana and 1% slug.
What did you say for banana for humans?
9%.
9%, so flippant. So dismissive of the banana. 60%, Sam. 60% of our DNA is shared with bananas.
Well,
mankind is 60% banana.
So let's stop taking ourselves so rotten seriously.
Exactly. So we started off with, what was it? It was, pigs. You were going to, a couple of things to catch up on from the last episode. First of all, I did successfully get a refund on the Maxwell
Nathaniel
pig.
Westminster, good.
Because I realised we live in a cashless society now. What the fuck am I going to put in it? Got no cash anymore.
Yeah, well, it's a great place to store your coins for your summer coining. Do you save up summer coining coins throughout the year?
Nah,
you just go and change up money.
Notes.
The classic, I'm in Shanklin doing my coining is, you walk in, they've got one of those portable ATM machines, you know the type I mean.
Yep.
I go straight in, bang, get a score out. Bang, go over to the geezer in the kiosk, put it. I said, give me 20 nuggets. He extremely grumpily hands me the bag of pound coins. Why he's so grumpy about it, I don't know.
Why?
That's the only aspect of his job. He huffs and puffs. It's like, give me some money so I can then give it back to you. That's how this works, right? But he always seems pissed off. I get the pounds, I dish them out. Three to the boy, three to the girl, three to dad. Stick those pounds in the £2 change-up machine into your plastic pot, and away we go.
Yep, off you go.
And those £3...
Oh, you don't get the...
With my coin in, using the Dawson method, that £3 lasts about 5 minutes.
Yeah, maximum. Hmm. But the wins are big, and the thrills are huge.
Last time I was there, earlier this year, first coin in of the season, I can't remember if I told you this, but I got this sort of like rubber llama. And when you squeeze him, a big brown balloon comes out of his arsehole, right? To represent shit.
A big fart.
But I pursued this like, I was like a wild animal, right? I was like a wolf hunting its prey. And I did £3, edged it a bit forward. And then you know that thing where you think this is only going to take a few more coins? It's teetering. It's almost wobbling on the edge. And you think, this is worth changing up one more pound because it's going to go with the next coin I put in. Yeah. And yet somehow, although it took you like, you know, a minute to get it right to the edge, the next bit, getting it over the edge, takes like an hour. And by the time...
And you can't leave it.
No, you can't leave it. Some other cunt will walk straight up and take it. And you'll be fuming. And you'll be like going over to some fucking 10-year-old kid or something going, here, give me that. Yeah. But hey, just want it. Well, you didn't really, mate, because I was stood there before you for 2 hours. I've put fucking 30 quid into that machine in 2p coins trying to get that. And you've come along and you put in like a few pence and got it. So it's mine, isn't it? No, leave it alone. Dad,
give it
Dad,
to me.
What's going on here?
This man says that llama's mine.
What are you doing trying to nick that llama off my son?
Well, I was just explaining. Look, I don't want any trouble. Right? I was just explaining. You've got to see my perspective here, mate. I've put 30 notes in that fucking machine trying to get that llama. And your boy, I'm not saying he didn't know, but he's come and got it with like about 6 pence. It's just not fair.
That's the way coin works.
Also, right, the thing is, it's a thing where you squeeze it and a bubble comes out of its arse. It's not a kid's toy.
It's not for kids.
It's an adult's toy. Give it to me.
Look, I'm not judging you, mate, but I wouldn't let a kid of mine play with something like that. It's disgusting.
You leave my boy be.
Obviously, I'm imagining this dad to be like Spike, that big Jeff dog Kipps. Out of Tom and Jerry.
That's my boy.
You know, he just beats everyone up for bothering his son, yeah. doesn't he? Constantly on the fucking lookout for a row. Yeah, but I got it. And it, look, if I'm honest, it cost about 30 quid. And yesterday, the dog had got it. And the dog's really into just finding shit, getting it, and then running around the house with it like it's really proud. You know, like any of our possessions. It's been at my sleep apnea mask again. I had to get a new one because it chewed the last one up.
Fuck.
So now I've got a new one, but it's obsessed with it. I think it's because it has my scent on it. It all like it just all it wants to do is jump up and get it and lick it, right? Inside the mask.
Are you taking it on tour with you next week? Not the dog, the mask.
Yeah, I think I will take the mask with me, just if only to keep it away from the dog, yeah.
Keep it safe.
So I found this fucking llama on the stairs, and I was like, what the fuck is my shitting llama doing here? That's most I said to Len, this is the most precious item I own. And he just went really dismissively went, well, yeah, I would think so, since you spent like half your budget for the week on getting it when we were in the island. Really belittled by my own son for my coining antics. And I was like, it's not about the money, Len, is it? It's about the experience. We had a great time.
Sport.
We had a good time, and we made memories, and that's the main thing.
Can't put a price on that.
Yeah, all right.
You can. What? 35 quid.
That's the price of a fucking fish and chip dinner for four, you mad cunt.
You fucking idiot. And now the bit with a bubble that comes out of its arse has got a dog tooth hole in it. It doesn't
it's
even
been
blow
fucking
out anymore.
Burst, so now it's just a flap of fucking. Now it's a flap yeah, of brown plastic hanging out of its arsehole. Looks like the cunt's dying.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it.
Enjoy it while you fucking can. Yeah. I tell you what, I might put a video of it in action on the IFS.
Why not? What was it you were going to say? Eye patch. I said the eye patch. You're going to
talk about
eye patch.
Well, that program I was talking about, which is called Baz This Is, which I have to say is a fantastic program. It's a drama, and it's really great. I loved it. I watched it last year. It's got a brilliant cast, and it's brilliant. And it's set in Ireland. It's set in Dublin. But what you forget about Dublin is that there's coastal bits to it, right? So there's these, they make it look like California almost. It's like beautiful. They have all these soaring shots of the coast around there, and they live in really lovely houses right by the sea. And I said to someone, fucking, I've been to Dublin loads of times. I had no idea it was anywhere near the sea. And they correctly said, yeah, Sam, that's because every time you went to Dublin, you would have spent the whole fucking time there on Temple Bar in a pub. Getting fucking twatted. And so you've been to Dublin like 20 times and you've seen about 0.1% of Dublin. But anyway, there's enough. What the cast, there is an actress, an actor, a shactor, right? There's a shactor in it, and her name is Sarah Green, funnily enough. But not our Sarah Green. But obviously, there are certain names in history that are only given to fit women, right? this actress, Sarah Green, in it, she wears an eye patch. She's lost an eye. It's part of the storyline. And an eye patch, I never realised, because I loved Gabrielle. It's a great song. Dreams is a great song. I love it. It was a great pop hit of the 90s. But I never saw anything sexy about her eye patch. No offence, Gabrielle. Mm. But this Sarah Green, you see her in an eye patch, it's next level sexy. I almost thought about getting my missus to wear one. But she was no dice. She wasn't interested.
You've got to work that in slowly, I think. You've got to gradually
My problem was we're watching the show.
Give me the own.
We're watching the show. And we're enjoying the show, and Sarah Green's on it, and she is absolutely, she's stunning. Like, almost like it did my head in. And I probably said it too quickly after she was first on it. Hey, she's nice, isn't she? Why don't you get yourself a nice eye patch? Fuck off, you fucking weirdo. Oh, sorry. I don't know why I blurted that, didn't I? Fucking blurted it out. My fault. She's from Cork.
My
same
bad.
As our friend... Roy Keane.
Roy Keane, yeah.
And then, on top of that, I looked her up on Instagram. Not creepy, normal. She's an actor in a program that I like. And
Shakta.
I saw her that she'd been interacting with my little sister, who works in the television industry too.
Oh.
And now I'm like, uh-oh, she's mates with my sister. But I think she might go out with that geezer. I think she might go out with a man who's much more attractive and successful than me. So and isn't
and
married.
Available.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot of crosses next to my name here. But never mind.
Yeah.
I'm married.
That's something to think about when you've got your sleep apnea mask on, isn't it?
I'm a married podcaster with sleep apnea. Would you be interested in a fling with me?
Sarah Green is, of course, we've spoken about this before, she's dating the other Sarah Green, the original Sarah Green.
Oh, yeah, she's dating UK. Mike Smith's
she's
best
mate.
She's
dating Mike Smith's mate, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well.
Ex-British touring car champion Rob Gravett.
I'm not, with
two Bs.
I'm not judging either of them for that because you just do, grief does strange things to people and you have to get through grief however you can. And I like to think that Smitty would be looking down thinking, I'm glad they're able to make each other happy.
Either that or he'd be absolutely enraged with heavenly
jealousy.
I
can't believe it, you filthy cunt. You didn't muck around, you moved straight in, didn't you, you vulture?
You thought I've only been dead 9 years? You fucking cunt. Yeah. And you used to look at her.
How about a moratorium? Fucking
how
you.
How about fucking never? You cunt.
Yeah, he might be thinking that as well. It's hard to tell, really.
We'll never know. Mm. I guess we'll never know. Sarah and Rob are also listed according to Companies House. With land transportation firm Z Charge, which was set up last year. So they're in business and in the bedroom. Which that doesn't work. That never works.
So that's two Sarah Greens who are out of romantic circulation.
Yep. Well, there's probably a lesson there to be learned.
Jalapeño.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Jalapeño.
So you were talking about iPatch. I was about to talk about PigSpeed from the pigsite.com and its 10 surprising facts about pigs. Fact number 2 on the list. Think that pigs are slow and lumbering? As it turns out, they're not at all. Adult pigs can run at speeds of up to 11 miles per hour.
Wow.
Fuck me. Or in other words, they can run a 7-minute mile. Can you do a 7-minute mile, Sam? I know you're a runner.
No, well, I would have done in the past, but yeah, probably haven't done one recently, I tell you that much. So yes, I would be outrun by a pig.
Same here. not outrun, chased down, captured.
Add that to my list of assets. I'm a bald, married podcaster with sleep apnea who can be outrun by a pig.
Yeah. But it won't outrun us. It'll hunt us down.
Yeah.
Pin us down and possibly eat our eyes.
Well, we haven't got onto the bit, which we will inevitably get onto at some point in this odyssey, about this rumour, urban myth, call it what you will, that murderers and gangsters, villains, Cockneys, tend to feed their...
And Glaswegians, I believe.
Cockneys and Glaswegians feed their victims to pigs. Is this urban myth or real? Don't worry, we'll be investigating it thoroughly at some point.
We'll Google it later on and tell you what we come up with. Fact number three. If you've ever suggested that someone is sweating like a pig, you'd be wrong. Pigs have hardly any sweat glands, and one of the best ways for them to cool down is to wallow in all of that glorious mud.
Oh.
So there we go. Pigs don't sweat.
I've heard
just like
that.
Prince Andrew.
I've heard that the reason pigs like rolling in mud is it cools them down. And on particularly hot days, like remember last year when there was that 40-degree day, it almost killed me.
Yeah.
And I was looking for any way out.
Yeah.
And often people tell you counterintuitive things, don't they? So it's like the way that, you know, if you eat a really hot chili by mistake, they say, I'll drink a glass of milk. And I'm always a bit like, I mean, that happened to me once. I was in a curry house once and I accidentally ate a really hot chili that I don't believe should have been left in the curry. But whatever, I'm not going to revisit that argument that I had with the management. But my head, I've never been burned up so much. My head went fucking purple. And they were coming over and going, drink this milk, drink this milk. And you'd heard it. But in the moment, let me tell you, in the moment when someone is saying, trust me, drink this glass of milk, when your mouth is on fire, your only response is, fuck off. I'm not fucking drinking that milk. Get me some water. You're not going to drink milk.
Yeah.
And similarly, you know, you're really fucking hot and all you're thinking is, I need to strip off and have a cold shower.
Yeah, yeah. But, I'm just going to have a look at the window. It's raining really heavily. I can hear it. And Oscar's barking. It's so
heavy.
Doesn't
he like the rain?
Oscar's barking at the... Well, he's never done this before. I need to see how heavy it is. Hold on. Go across the room. Go look out the window. Why is he barking at the rain? That's just stopped now. I think it was hailstones. That's why he was barking. And he still is, but he'll have to just deal with it. Okay, onwards. We were talking about that day last year, the 40-degree day. And I mean, it was probably only about 32 degrees up here in the northeast, but still, fuck me, it was so oppressive.
Yeah, the thought crossed my mind. Yeah, it actually scared me and it made me feel really worried. And I was just pretty depressed that day.
Because you've got no control, have you?
No, and you start thinking, is this what the future holds for our children? Do you see what I mean? Is every day going to be like this in the future?
Yeah.
Because if it is, I tell you what, we're going to have to look very closely at all wearing more breathable vests at the very most. That's going to have to come, you know, like your basketball style top, you know. And we're all going to have to think seriously about rolling in mud like the pigs do more
That's
often.
That's what I was about to say, rolling in mud. But it's tricky because mud will dry up in heat like that. So I don't know, it's something we need to look at. It's something that Top Flight Time Machine Limited, with our various offshoot brands, will look into exploiting mud and breathable vests, preferably both, if we could incorporate them in one product. A pig squeal can be as loud as 115 decibels, which is 3 decibels higher than the sound of a supersonic airliner, such as e.g. Concorde, like what we have deep-dived into before.
Well, we did deep-dive Concorde, so, didn't we?
Louder than Concorde, you pig. Another fact.
How many more facts have you got? Because I've got some pig...
There's another 6.
Do you want to do them all before I segue into a pig story that I have?
All right, then. We'll quickly go through them. Pigs communicate constantly with each other, and more than 20 different vocalizations have been identified, from wooing a mate.
All right, you're looking nice today. You look fucking red hot. Want to come for a roll in the mud?
Whoa, you got an eye patch you can put on. Whoa,
give me I love picking an eye patch.
From wooing a mate to saying, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm Hank Marvin here. I can murder a sandwich.
Hold on. Here we go. It's been hiding in plain sight on this list the whole time. When they're not either squealing or talking, pigs will eat almost anything, including human bones. This is on thepigsite.com. They're not hiding it. They're not afraid of it. They're not ashamed of it. In 2012...
pigs eat humans and they're not ashamed.
In 2012, a farmer in Oregon, America, was eaten by his pigs after having a heart attack and falling into their enclosure. By the time a concerned relative came looking for him, the only thing that was left was his dentures. So there it is.
Well, that's the thing about having a pig as a pet, I suppose, is that a lot of what we're learning about pigs makes you think, oh, they'd be lovely pets. And a lot of people have thought about keeping pigs as pets. But the knowledge that they could consume you completely, everything bar the dentures, is going to hang over you, isn't it? It's always, no matter how much you bond, or that you're always thinking, are they looking at me? And is it like one of those cartoons where slowly I morph into a roast joint of meat, or they see me with an apple in my mouth on a spit?
Yeah
Just well, turn the tables, cunt.
Well, it's the same with Oscar. I often wonder if, for example, my son's like staying at his mum's for a couple of days and he's not around, and I die, heart attack, something like that, something sudden, how long would it be before Oscar starts to feast on me? Because don't forget, he'll start to go hungry as well. And where would he begin? What would he eat first? I think me guts.
You think he'd go for your guts before anything else?
There's a lot of excess weight around me middle. Let's say
he might like that. I think, or he might go.
Or he might go for me leg.
He might go for a leaner bit. You never know.
Yeah, don't know.
He might
should try and play dead.
I've got my eyes on his calves.
Yeah.
Nice bit of lean meat on that. I've been eyeing them up for a while.
Now. Yeah, I'd probably eat my own calves first if I was going to. Like turkey leg. I might play dead for a few hours and see if anything happens.
Just lie on the floor. See if he tries to eat you.
I'll do it from about 3 p.m. just before he's going to have his tea, so he'll be hungry anyway. Maybe 4 p.m. Lie there, play dead. Give it about 9, 10 p.m. And see if he makes a move.
How does an animal know the difference between you being asleep or dead? Like, how does your dog know that you're not dead at night?
Well, he's not in the same room with me.
Mine
you've
is,
got that situation
cause I capitulated.
Where yours is. Yeah.
Mine's in her little bed, and she must know we're alive, because if not, she'd be panicking. I mean, God knows she panics if I'm out of the fucking room for more than a second. In fact,
well,
you know
you've
what?
Got your mask on.
Where the fuck is she? I'm not. You know, I lost her before. I'm in on my own with her. I'm paranoid now. Cookie, hang on a bit. I think I've lost the doggy. Oh,
shit. Sam has left the podcasting arena.
Being a bit weird.
He is now. Can hear him in the background.
Sorry, the dog's on the stairs, just lying there, looking fucking sorry for itself.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, she might be ill.
At least she's not bothering me, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Let's not dwell on it. We've got another fact. Pigs are highly intelligent and incredibly social animals. When kept in a group, they will snuggle close to one another. Aww. And they prefer to sleep nose to nose. Isn't that delightful?
Snout to snout, they should
Isn't
say.
Isn't that cute? Snout to snout.
Snout's the scientific term for
and
a pig's nose.
Studies have shown, much like humans, they dream as well.
Oh,
imagine a pig's dream.
Well, we know fucking a dog's dream is always chasing sausages, yeah? But what would a pig dream of? Just a lovely big sort of mud pit and loads of peelings and carrot
and a big
tops.
Trough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big bloody trough. Get my snout into. And then once I've got myself nice and full, I roll around in the mud until I fall asleep.
Or maybe chasing down and eating a human that can't run beyond 11 miles an hour.
When I went to Sir Jimmy Farm's Jimmy Pig Farm, he was explaining his pigs, they roamed wild in the woodland. and they ate natural stuff that they found, such as acorns. And right. I said, oh, that's nice. And he went, yeah, and that's what makes them tastier once we slaughter them and turn them into fucking sausages. He didn't say it like that. He didn't say it like that. He said it politely because he had respect for them. But that's what I kind of heard. Because I'm like, that's lovely. Right. And I was watching them wander about. I said, oh, that's lovely pigs. And he was going, oh, yeah, it's a very rare breed that we're trying to revive here. And we let them run wild. And most pork products you'll get are from kind of factory farm pigs. And they're just fed all sorts of artificial nonsense to fatten them up. Not these pigs. Look at them eating their acorns and all the rest of it. But, yeah, he goes, that make them tastier. So then I'm like eating yeah. Obviously, when I left, he had a little shop. And I bought a packet of bacon, a packet of sausages, all made by out of the pigs that I'd just been interacting with.
Yeah.
So probably one of the steps to vegetarianism this was.
But they wouldn't have been cheap either.
No, they weren't expensive. And you know what else?
Exactly.
I bought some duck eggs off of him.
All right, okay.
You ever had a duck egg?
I don't think I've had a duck egg before, no.
Yeah, so I went back and nice? Then I made... I remember because I got back that night from Suffolk and I actually... I don't know how often you do this, Andy, but I made a fry-up for dinner.
Oh, I love a fry-up for dinner.
It's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
So
this you can't have that. That's a breakfast.
Yeah,
is it
I'll
fuck?
Have what I fucking want when I want. My mum would change the name of it, though. If we had it for dinner, she'd call it a mixed grill.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's like it was basically the same as what you'd have for breakfast. Although sometimes you'd
you
get something like
chop on with it, there'd be a mixed grill.
Yeah, or off some offal. You chuck in some offal with the fry up. It's a fry up with extra offal, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I better have one of them tonight.
Mixed grill. Kids, it's Tuesday night. You know what that means? Mixed grill.
Mixed grill night. Fucking hell.
Go up to your local butcher, right? Go in and say, I'm having a mix. I want a mixed grill tonight. Surprise me. Fill this bag up. Mm. Just hand him a bag and a set budget. You know, so here's a tenner. I'm having mixed grill. Surprise me. And get him to just fill your bag with meats.
A couple of lamb chops are special.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Sausages, bacon. Black pudding.
Kidney. Liver.
Oh, kidney, liver? Fucking hell.
Yeah, you got to chuck offal.
There's no stopping
us. You got to chuck offal in there, mate. You have to.
Get offal in. Because
obviously, I find liver a bit triggering ever since I threw a plate of it at my dad in a posh restaurant.
Yeah.
But you go for your life. You don't have that kind of emotional investment in that in offal as I do.
I'm not a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I haven't got any... anything
there's
like
no
that,
big moments in your no big life moments associated with offal for you, is there?
Not at all.
Apart from you served offal at your wedding. It was an all offal wedding, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Well, it was, but that's what people asked for.
Yeah.
You surveyed it.
Went down well.
Of course it did, unlike the marriage itself. right. There's three more pig facts. Let's quickly go through them, then we'll end this episode and you can...
Okay.
What was it you were going to talk about?
I was going to talk about Tamworth 2, but we'll do that next time. There's a whole episode in Tamworth 2.
Stem cells from pigs are being used by scientists to research cures for human diseases and to track the cells once they've been injected. Chinese geneticists have crossed a pig with a jellyfish, producing piglets whose tongues and trotters glow fluorescent green in UV light. That is insane. And there's a picture of a pig with a snout that is fluorescent green.
Lovely.
That is, I don't know, is that good? Yes, let's see it is. Aside from their life-saving abilities, the pig is also associated with fertility and virility in China.
Ooh.
This has led to statues of pigs being displayed prominently in bedrooms of Chinese couples who are trying to have children. So they use a statue of a pig, or maybe, what was he called again? In that West?
Sir Nathaniel Westminster.
Sir Nathaniel Westminster is a fertility statue. And finally, we've all seen pigs wallowing in the mud. How about swimming in a crystal clear sea on the uninhabited Bahamian island of Big Major Cay? That's a big name for an uninhabited island. That's exactly what they do. A population of wild aquatic swine rules the island. Oh, hello. Pig Island.
Pig Island.
Whoa. And they may have taken to swimming out to the boats offshore in hope of being rewarded with a tasty snack. Right, that needs to... I'm going to start
and
next
they can
to that.
Swim.
That needs to be looked at more.
I'd love to see a pig swim. I might YouTube that after this.
That needs to be looked... That's an uninhabited island. It's in Wikipedia under the name Pig Beach. We will look at that next time, and also the Tamworth 2. Our pig odyssey continues and cannot be stopped. Thank you very much for listening.
Oink.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.